started the Torah way, Abacha, Ephraim, Altsberg.
Gemara in Sukkah, Chofes and Mabes. Gemara brings the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Tzolosom Rubim Chamaso, if a Sukkah is, the Tzeil is more than the Chama, then you've got there's more Tzchach, then there's a bit, there's a Sukkah with Tzchach, and there's big spaces in the Tzchach, and Mela, the sun's coming in, but the Tzeil that the Tzchach is making, the shade, is more than the Chama, then it's Kasha. Gemara asks, Kasha, Hoki Adodi Psula, if it's exactly half-half, there's half schach and half sun and half shade, then smasha, then it'll be possible. Only if there's more shade than sun, then it's kasha. But if it's exactly half-half, then it's possible. So ma'a sekasha v'atnan b'idach pirkin v'shchamasum rubim tzadasa psula. The Mishnah in the first week says faket, that if there's more sun than shade, then it's possible. The ma'a smidak ha'ki adodi ksheira. That if it's exactly half-half, half sun and half shade, then it's kasha. So the Maaskas Tira, hey, it's mashma, if it's half-half, it's possible. In the first period, it's mashma, if it's half-half, then it's kosher. So my answer is, loy kasha, kam b'lemala, kam b'lemata. The Maas says, it's a chiluk. So Rashi's Masvid, what the Maas Teretz is, that depends. If you're looking at the shade in the sukkah below, then and if it's half-half, it's kosher. It only has to be half-half. It doesn't have to be more than half sun, half shade. But when you're looking at the schach up in the roof of the sukkah, then if it's half-half, it's possible. So the Gemara's Masbi, because the Metzius is that when the sun's shining in the sukkah, then it spreads. And therefore, even though Be'etzen is half schach and half avir, therefore the chayyot should be kosher. But because when the sun shines into the chelik of the avir, then it spreads into the chelik of the schach, therefore it comes out, there's going to be roiv of the sukkah is not in sale. Roiv of the sukkah is chama. Yeah, and the pshat is because the ikka of a sukkah, the what makes a sukkah into a sukkah is das was the schach is giving shade from the sun. Like the Gemara in that place brings a pasuk. The pasuk says the sukkah tia letzeil. That means that a sukkah is there to make shade from the sun. Therefore, Hadrashi, the shade is, it has to be at least roiv of the sukkah is shade. Then it has a sham sukkah. This sukkah is giving shade from the sun. That's halacha by when you have a space of there's no schach. But then there's a different halacha by a sukkah that has schach kosher and has schach posel in it. It's the whole sukkah is covered, but there's schach kosher and schach posel. The Mishnah says, "I'm a karis to kosi b'shvudin oy baruch samita im yeshavach b'nei kumoyson kshira." That you have a shvudin is metal beams is posel schach. The Mishnah says, "If im yeshavach b'nei kumoyson," that means that you have one beam of a metal beam and then a schach and then a beam and then schach, and it's exactly equal. I mean, it comes out half schach kosher and half schach posel. So in the Mishnah says it's kosher. Mishnah says it's kosher. Gemara says it's toila on the same machlokes that we have by Erevin. Also, there's a halacha that you need to have a mechitza to be able to carry an rishus yochid. You have to have a mechitza. Gemara there has a machlokes if you have a mechitza, but half of it's only half a mechitza and half is open. Gemara says there's a machlokes there if it's kosher. And Gemara says the same shaila here. I mean, it comes out that we pass an agra proper that's kosher over there. So then here it should be kosher. You have a roof with half schach kosher and half schach posel, it's kosher. It's a bit schwer because we said before that the etzem, when if it would be avir, then the sun would come in. Comes out that the schach kosher is only, if it would only have schach kosher, it would be only in the meal. The only reason why there's schach kosher in at least half is because of the schach posel. So I'm using schach posel to make a shade in roiv of the sukkah, because without it, then it would be only in the meal. So the chayra should be, I need both of them to make it. So therefore, I can't use chach posel. Chach posel is posel for a sukkah. How could I use it to make a tzeil? So the emes, the taka, the chayra asked for this reason. The Rambam taka says that it's going to be posel. The Rambam says that sikich b'dava posel b'dava kosher zebesad zev imok mechem. Yeah. If it's exactly half, it's like a puzzle. And the Magnus Taka says, the Ramam holds the Gemara's lav dafka, have matzah mem could have taka as, but halacha taka has to be more. Ramas taka madu. Why mem nishas chach posel kaparot to nechshav. Schach posel we can't use schach posel, and therefore if there wouldn't be the schach posel there, then it would be roiv. It would be a posel because there's not enough. It's only a meal that's shade. And therefore, hal Rambam taka nishvi de gemar. That's the shit Rambam. But we see from Tosfos he holds a different shita, because Tosfos there and the Gemara says that if the schach is half, then actually it's possible because the sun spreads and therefore there's more sun than shade. Tosfos asks on Rashi as what's pshat, it's possible, doch we hold that, as over we hold by Erevin, if you have half a mechitza, then it's kosher, so hadin by schach, if you have half schach and half ave, it should be kosher. So Zetman straight away from Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that we don't look at what's Tosfos kosher, look at his words off, here we have to look at the tail, and the Maisa, there's only a miut of tail, because the sun spreads. Oh, so Vaisas, as Tosfos holds that, doesn't have to be the tail. It doesn't have to be. There's no shear in the tail. I know, like we said before, but etzem Tosfos is also masking about that the ik of a sukkah is the tail. I mix tail like the more brings a pasuk sukkah tail the tail. What Tosfos holds that once you have a schach that's making a bit of tail, it's a kosher sukkah, has a shem sukkah. Even though the roiv of the sukkah is the sun or the schach pasul, as long as it's making a bit of shade from schach kosher, it's got a shem sukkah. And also we need that a kaponim half is it has to be schach kosher. That's like a shi, that's a shi in the schach. It's not a shi in the tzil that's coming out. It's like it's a shi. As if you need two walls, there's a shi. You need two walls zayin tvachim each time. There's a shi in the schach. You need zayin tvachim or a kaponim roof. The roof has to be full of schach. It's not a loch in the shem sukkah of the that's making the tzil. Because the Gemara in Daf Beis the Mishnah brings a loch that sukkah. Sukkah she gavoy lemalim esm amo is possible. Sukkah that the schach is higher than 20 amos is possible. And one of the shits in the Gemara is Masbi, because ad esm amo odom yushu betil sukkah lemalim esm amo id odom yushu betil sukkah ele betil defamos, because the a schach that's more than 20 amos high doesn't make any tzil. The only reason there's tzil in azasot sukkah is because the walls make that the sun can't come in. The schach on top is not doing anything. Gemara says the feed is shita if the sukkah is wide. Dalad Amos, then because it's much wider, then the shade up 20 Amos high up is going to make a bit of tzil. Never it's kosher. So Tosfos fet akasha that it's very shver. So if it's Dalad Amos wide, then it does make a shade. And what if it would be 100 Amos high? Then also Dalad, if it's Dalad Amos wide, it's good enough. L'chayra, there has to be episode she, because let's say if it's Dalad Amos high, makes a tzil. If it's 21 Amos, if it's 100 Amos, also then you've got much higher walls. So then it's the walls that's doing it, not the schach. So Tosfos in the second here it says that that is the metzius. As kimlu rabbanon dafilu begoyve elef ef sheshloihe kan tzil schach purta. It says that's the metzius. Once it's Dalad Amos, then the schach is going to toif a bit of tzil, even if it's very very high. A bit of tzil is still going to make. So Zeman from Tosfos that even though this the etzem roiv of the tzil is coming from the avad from the tfanas, when you have the walls, when you have such a high sukkah, have a 1,000 amas high, so avad the most of it. So Tosfos a bit of tzil, the schach is still going to make a bit of tzil. That means that we see that it's got Hashem sukkah, even though all it's doing is mamish a drop of tzil, and roiv of the tzil is coming from the tfanas. Velochi it's kosher. So what's the pshat? I always see chamos rum tzos pasul. No, once you have a bit of tzil, it's got Hashem sukkah. It's kosher sukkah. This is schach that's making tzil. Once making tzil, it's kosher. Now, what is a shi? You need to have the schach has to be akaponim, like the Gemara says, has to be akaponim half. Half has to be full of schach. This is a shi in the schach, like we hold by like there's a shi by Erevin. You need a wool. The Rosh Hashanah needs a wool akaponim parutz ka'im with his mutter. If it's half it's mutter. Then if it's half it's mutter. Therefore, Tosfos is very good. The two Gemaras. So not so the Gemara by Avi that says half is kosher taker. Tosfos holds. And Tosfos learns the Gemara, they're different. About the half is kosher. And made it very good. That's taka that, as if by Schach Post we say that if it's half, it's kosher, because that's the shi. So then by Avi, it's taka kosher. He doesn't hold that grashi. He doesn't hold that grashi. That will be, that the, doesn't matter that the sun comes in. That's what Tosfos holds. But we see as the Ran taka says, no, the Ran, other shi no one mechalik. As well as that, no, as about the, if you have, If you have avi, then they say like Rashi. That if you have a half is schach and half is avi, then as the sun comes in, the sun spreads, it's possible. Aber bei schach possible, they say no. If it's half half, it's kosher. If it's half half, it's kosher. Even though the etzem als schach kosher alone, it's not going to be kosher schach because the sun comes in. The Ryan says klazu, and also it can be medayik here from the Shulchan Aruch also says like holds like Rashi. That if you have a V in half and schach in half, it's possible, and it's mazvi. Also, because the sun comes in, the sun spreads. But then when it comes to schach possible, he also says grada that it's possible. But he says a different time. He says, why is it possible if it's half half? Because ir should be tamtzim. Because you can't be tamtzim half half. Mashma be etzim, it should be kosher. No, vos, no, it's not. You always need a bit more because it's ir should be tamtzim. So, l'chira, what's the heads? But l'chira, the schach posel is making a tail in rib of the sukkah because without it the sun will spread. Yeah, so the pshat's posher that enechanami the Ryan and the Shulchan Aruch they hold as enechanami without the schach then without the schach posel the sun would spread and it's only because of the schach posel that I have bechal schach kosher. But the metzias is that the sun shines on this half and because it's shining on this half it spreads into the other half. But once you cover off just this half, once you cover up this half, the sun can't spread anymore. So be'etzem, the schach is not be'etzem being schach on that bit that's spreading. It's being schach on this half. Once you have schach on this half, the sun can't spread anymore. There's no place for it to spread. But be'etzem, all you need to do is put schach on this half. That means that you could look at it in two ways. You could look at it that lemaisa, without this piece of schach, the sun's going to spread. If the sun's going to spread, and now this is making that this is making a tail in roiv of the sukkah. So roiv of the sukkah is having a tail from the schach pasul. Or you could say no, enechanami. Without it, then there would be roiv of the sukkah would have shade from schach pasul. But lemaisa now all this has to do is cover up half, and all the schach kosher is covering up half. Now the metzias is this is covering up half, and the schach kosher is covering up half. And therefore, help these Rishonim, that's cool, it's covering up half. I know that the Kumbhari says that's machlokes. It's Rambam, Paskin to Luka Gemara, he holds taka that tzeil means that you, whatever, you have to look, we have the cheshbon, what would be without this, and what is it now? So without the schach posel, if you just have the schach kosher, then the sun would come in. If the sun would come in, then there's cool that you only got a mute from schach posel because you only got a mute from schach kosher because you need the schach posel to make the tail in most of the sukkah. I'm thinking the Ran Shulchan Aruch who say that no that by schach posel then half is kosher and by avi it's posel. They hold taka that no, we have to look at what is lemaisa befoil. Each one's being soichach on half, each one's being meitzel on half, then it's a kosher sukkah. Yeah, no, so come to that. That's the three shittas. So Tosis holds that both of them half is Tosis holds the shittah mechadesh is that half is kosher. Even if the sun is more sun than shade, it's still kosher. Why? Because all things are shein schach. Once you have half the sukkah is got schach, then it's kosher. Even though there's only a bit of tzil. Ramam holds the most machmir that we always need more. You always need that. The etzem, you only need the chakosha alone is making a tail on a half of the sukkah. And the Ram Shulchan Aruch say that no, depends on. You need that this being making a tail on half, and therefore when it's ave, there's no tail, because the river of the ave is chama. Mashenkin by schach posel, then. And then the mice, each one has got tail from half, and therefore the heels is kosher.
Good. Very, 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 very,